don't know how you talked me into this, Tommy. Hell, I must be crazy.
You know, if the institution ever found out about this, they would haul our butts back in and straitjacket them. Permanent.
You didn't have to come, Haas. This is between me and Jason.
I know. But I still don't get the therapy here. All you need to know is Jason's dead, right? Seeing his corpse ain't gonna stop the hallucinations.
Seeing it won't, but destroying it will. Jason belongs in hell. I'm gonna see he gets there.
All right, God, and welcome to VHS Life.
You know, okay, listen to me. I told you before that if we're going to be in the basement, you can't do that. You're going to wake somebody up. People sleep here.
So, yeah, I apologize, Mike, but for everyone that doesn't know, we're actually currently in Mike's basement. We're not in Press Play right now because currently Press Play is kind of under construction.
How's that coming, by the way?
It looked pretty good the last I knew. Tony's not really talking to either of us right now.
No. Hey, I wonder if we're getting paid for this absence.
No.
Well, see, then I'm gonna have to file for unemployment, I think. And he's just gonna have to, like, pay me for this time not being at the store.
Yeah, you can try. But, you know, if you don't know why that is, well, you need to go back to the previous episode and actually listen, because a lot has
happened. We almost fucking died.
We almost got eaten by a giant monster. We almost got killed by our 80s doppelgangers. And we did, in fact, sell our souls to a demon from the ninth gate of Jerk Me Off Hell.
Hold on a second. Did you see those fuckers get eaten? Like, he literally, like, stuffed them in his mouth. I wanted to get him, like, some water or something to wash us down with.
Yeah. So, a lot happened, yeah. But we're here at Mike's basement because, A, the store's closed down, and B, I've been hiding out here up until about, what would you say, Mike, about 5 days ago when the cops finally released me?
Yeah, I think it was about that. And then, you know, now that it's like the wintertime and it's cold and my hands are all chapped and cracked and I really got to start putting lotion on them. But, you know, I think the cave crickets have gone into hibernation or they have disappeared because I do not see them here, thankfully. And, you know, I have an idea. Why not? Tonight you can share my bed.
Well, since I've actually been cleared by the police and it's no longer the Yule season, yeah. I think I'm going back to my apartment, buddy. But I greatly appreciate the offer.
Well, then how about you? Not you don't have to share my bed. I'll sleep on the floor, topless, and then you can sleep on the bed, topless.
Well, I always sleep topless. But, yeah, it's kind of shitty. I'll take you up on that, but after this, I'm moving back into the apartment because the monster's not looking for us or me right now, and the police have cleared me because he did say he'd be back, but, you know, he's a Yule monster, so. But police have freed me. I'm clear. You know, it was just a little mishap. You know, they thought that I'd started that tragic fire that occurred when, in fact, I was just driving my intoxicated handicapped friend home.
I was drunk.
Well, thank you for at least telling the police that.
I was, I think I blacked out a few times and almost fell off a bar stool. You know, yeah, I would have cracked my head open if you weren't there.
The cops believe that, and that's all that matters. We are now free and clear, and the case is almost closed. So, hoorah.
I mean, shit, honestly, all I gotta do is stand up and try to walk around. They take one look at me, and, like, who the fuck would say that I'm not drunk?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly, that's right.
So, you know what, next week, man, just because you've been so courteous to me, for that special thing that we're thinking about, or in the next episode, or whatever.
Yeah, next episode.
You can come up to the apartment, and we'll record it there.
From your apartment?
I'll even turn on the fireplace if you want.
Can I lay in your bed?
Yeah, that's fine. Just
can I get naked on top in your of the bed? Covers. I'll get in the covers, and then I'll, like, you know, I haven't shaved in a while, so.
No. No, this is off the tape.
Yeah. All over the bed.
That's not right, man.
That's as good as you're ever gonna get.
Oh, sick fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I gotta know, Mike. This is our holiday hangover show. The coming after the fucking holidays.
Yeah, I'm still.
What happened on Christmas, buddy?
Well,
How was your Christmas?
Well. What was the last thing that I think I did mention in a previous episode that we were going to get my mother a what the hell's the name of it? A TV. 4K? Yes, the 4K TV, which we did. It's a curved 49-inch Samsung. with the 240 motion refresh rate, whatever the hell it is. And so we got that, and then of course now I've decided to go to the point where I'm going to start upgrading to 4K. Like when I get the Blu-rays now, instead of just getting the Blu-rays, I'll get the 4K combo pack that comes with the Blu-ray and the 4K disc. Just because I figure eventually, I'm going to get a player. So Christmas night, we're setting up the TV. And then, so we set up the TV, and my brother had already gotten me, like that morning when we exchanged gifts, he had gotten me, Suicide Squad, Sully, and the original Ghostbusters, on 4K disc. So I'm like, okay.
Oh, that was nice of him.
Right. So then we finished setting up the TV on Christmas night, and I was like, I had to take a wicked shit. I mean, like
a wicked shit,
definitely. So,
like steam rolling off your asshole afterwards, kind of shit.
Oh, it was monumental. Let's just say that. So monumental that it was sticking up out of the toilet water. Now, you know, keep in mind, I was really, like, feeling emotional that day, because there was, like, stuff going on, and I was just, like, feeling, like, whatever. So, I come out of the bathroom. Yes. I come out of the bathroom, and there is something wrapped up sitting on the floor in front of the TV. And my brother says, well, there's one more present for you to open. And I says, okay. So, I start to unwrap the present, and I see Ultra HD, and before I could get the rest of it open, I just broke down as I was opening it, and I was like laugh crying like you would not believe, and I could not stop. And my brother just kept saying, boy, this is awkward. This is really, really awkward. This is insanely awkward. I did not expect this reaction. This is very, very awkward. It was a 4K player. A Samsung. It was a Samsung. He said that apparently there was a deal on it. And he said that it was just, it was, I guess, a sale price. And he got the protection plan on it, too, because they kind of talked him into it, because he did the store pickup thing at Best Buy. So when he went to pick it up, he's like, they talked me into getting the you know, protection plan for like an extra $30. And he's like, for how cheap the player was to begin with, he said, it's a new technology anyway. You don't know what could happen. Anything could happen. So I just figured, why the hell not? He just got that. So it's been hooked up. It's been nice. And even Blu-rays themselves look amazing on the fucking thing.
So you're telling me there's a little bit of an up convert?
Yes. Oh, yes. And you know how I like to watch the Leave It to Beaver and The Father Knows Best?
Mm-hmm.
When I watch them on that TV, I feel like I'm in the studio audience watching the show.
So, Mike, I have to ask, have you actually started watching your 4K?
I have. I've watched a few. I'm trying to watch more. I initially wanted to watch a movie a day. That's my plan. Unfortunately, because there was illness last week, that took about 2 days off my watching schedule. Then my mother has people taking her back and forth to work. So if they come back here to drop the car off after they take her to work, they end up like sitting around for a little bit. And obviously that takes away from watch time because they don't like to watch what I like to watch. So
right.
It just, you know,
okay.
But I've watched a few. I watched Sully. I thought that was good. I wanted to watch Suicide Squad today, but that did not happen. Because I'm very curious. I'm hearing everybody say that Suicide Squad was, like, really bad. And I wanted to see it in the theater, but I didn't get a chance to. So I wanted to watch this.
Here's the thing with that, man. If you don't really think about it, if you just want to shut your brain 110% off and step back and shove popcorn in your face and watch explosions,
yeah,
it's not horrible.
I do that all the time.
Yeah, but if your brain even clicks on a little bit, you're sitting there thinking about it, and you're just like, wait, what? And that's the thing with it with me was at first I enjoyed it. It was a fine little popcorn flick.
Right.
But the more I started thinking about it and thinking about it,
mm-hmm.
the less and less I started to like it. It just really started to eat away at me. The more I thought about it, the more I just ended up hating so much of it.
Really?
Because it's just nonsensical. There are so many things that make no sense.
Well, do you think that watching the extended cut would be any better?
Possibly.
Well, see, and that's the thing that pisses me off, and I think I told you that off the air, is that with the Suicide Squad, the theatrical cut is on the 4K disc. The extended cut is on the Blu-ray disc only.
Yeah, because they didn't want to waste some money for that. And that's bullshit. If you're going to offer it, you should offer it on all platforms.
Considering that the extended cut is really only about 10 or 11 minutes longer than the theatrical, it's not that much, you know, it's not that much of a difference. I don't see why they couldn't just, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. But to me, it shows everything that is wrong with DC. There are far too many fucking hands going into this film, and it shows. It shows so badly. Mm-hmm. I mean, if your pivotal fucking moment mm-hmm. where you should have the speeches that draws all your characters together
mm-hmm.
falls fucking flat, you have a problem. You go to your fucking writer and you have them fix that. You don't have a touching moment that kind of falls a little flat.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're sitting there like, okay, how are they all going to come together? Oh, come on, you pussies. Let's do this. Wait, what? That's your fucking what? Fuck that.
Did
if I, Harley if I Quinn was a fucking that? Assassin. Yeah. If I'm a fucking assassin sitting in a bar
mm-hmm.
and I'm sitting there like, I don't give a fuck about any of this shit.
Mm-hmm.
And you say that to me at this point in my life, I'd probably just fucking kill her. You're like, you know what? Shut up, bitch. I'm not a pussy. Bam. You're fucking dead now.
I would assume that, yes.
fucking nonsensical. So pisses me off even thinking about it.
Did that fall flat kind of like Civil War was the downfall of Captain America?
You haven't even seen the film, so you're just poking. Now, so fuck you.
Yes, but I would assume, you know, that Civil War, you know, because there was a civil war between the two people that brought down the whole Marvel Cinematic Universe.
No, actually, if you compare Civil War to Batman versus Superman,
yes,
it's night and day, man. Fucking night and day.
Well, considering, because I'm sure Batman versus Superman was probably a much better film.
I dare you to watch both and tell me that.
Well, I've never seen a Captain America film, so I don't think
you can even watch the extended cut of Batman versus Superman, all fucking 3 hours of it.
Yes, 3 hours and 2 minutes. Get it right.
Yeah. No, it's not worth it, man. It's not. Telling you that now.
Well, what if DC I watch
shit?
Well, what if I watch
across the board? It fucking sucks unless it's on TV. DC, fuck it.
Okay, so wait, but what DC shows are on TV that are actually any good? I don't understand.
The Flash is actually not bad. The Flash isn't bad. I have yet to check out Supergirl, but I've heard good things. So DC's at least decent on TV. However, they kind of fucking suck when it comes to the movies.
So DC is not the decent cinema universe.
No, I've gone back and I've rewatched them.
Yes.
And the only one that I think holds up that is a decent fucking attempt at a superhero film is Man of Steel. And most people will shit on that left and right. But Batman versus Superman is a failure. Is it horrible? No. But if you actually want a film that makes sense, it's not fucking there. Suicide Squad is just abysmal. Mm-hmm. If you consider plot necessary at all, mm-hmm. don't watch it.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what the sad thing is? I always thought that Man of Steel was part of the Marvel Universe.
Oh, Michael.
I realized, you know, if you think about it, Man of Steel is Superman, so I guess Superman is DC. Okay.
Yeah.
That is, they don't deserve Superman if they're going to do that type of shit with him.
Well, they killed him in Batman versus Superman, my friend. Spoiler alert.
What did they do?
Superman's dead.
No, he's fucking not.
Yeah.
For real?
You can Google it and watch his funeral scene on YouTube.
Wait, he has a funeral scene in Batman versus Superman?
Yep, both him and Clark Kent.
Wait, well, obviously they're the same person.
They do a duel. But, well, they do a dual one.
Wait, so he's dead?
Yeah, dead.
But wait, but he's not dead in the comic books.
He died at one point. Yeah, he came back, though.
I know that he died in one point because I had the Death of Superman comic book when Superman was killed by Doomsday and then he ended up getting resurrected because people were upset that he died or some shit. I had the artist of that book sign it or some shit. I met him at a fucking mall.
Yeah, they threw that in with the Frank Miller storyline of Batman versus Superman and some other shit to make a movie. So there's like four storylines tied into that one movie.
Wait, so does Doomsday attack in Batman versus Superman? No shit, really?
Mm-hmm.
So you see Doomsday kill Superman?
Yep.
So now he's gonna get resurrected for Justice League.
I would assume.
So wait, in Justice League, is he going to get resurrected?
That would be my assumption.
So why don't they make a movie before Justice League and call it The Resurrection of Superman?
Because they're not that smart, Michael.
Or Superman's Resurrection. Let's do it. I think we should write it.
Moving past shitty... superhero cinema.
It's so sad. I didn't realize that he died in that movie. Now I really want to... I'm going to have to get that on 4K, fuckers.
What else did you get, Mike? did anyone else get you a very nice gift?
You did, that I thought...
That made you cry?
Very generous. Very emotional. And I did spend just a little under half of it so far.
So... what Michael J. is alluding to is he has an official VHS Life credit card now.
Yes, sir.
Do you not, Michael?
I do, sir, yes. It was very emotional.
Yeah. And what was your response when you opened the card?
I don't remember. What was my response?
You bawled like a bitch.
Oh, I thought I called you a fucking asshole, too.
Well, you called me a fucking asshole when you saw... the VHS Life credit card, yeah. And then you read the card and bawled like a bitch.
Yes. And then, when I saw the amount of the card, I also said that you were... yeah.
A fucking asshole.
Yes.
Yeah, once again. Yeah, that's very true.
Yes, I really... yes, that's above and beyond, and like I said, I'm surprised it's not all spent already, because the way that I can fucking blow through shit... it's unbelievable.
Oh, trust me, I'm surprised too.
Yes. but, believe me, I haven't even... I had fucking $200 worth of Best Buy gift cards that I got for Christmas. And keep in mind, I just spent 60 of one today.
Wow.
Only 60. So I still have 140 left, which will be good. Because I spent... because there's two 4Ks that come out tomorrow that I would like to get. Or this week that I'd like to get. Or that I am getting now. I'm getting The Accountant.
And what would those be?
The Accountant with Ben Affleck. and Deepwater Horizon.
Oh. And since, Mike, you were so generous in asking, well, yes, I will absolutely be thrilled to tell everyone what I got.
I don't even remember what the fuck you got.
Well, Michael, you were kind enough to get me 2 Blu-rays that I actually very much wanted, and I greatly appreciate that. The Invasion of the Body Snatchers from 76, correct?
78.
Oh, 78, sorry. Excellent, excellent film, and I'm so happy to now have that in my Blu-ray collection. Yes. And also, the brand new version of Black Christmas by Scream Factory.
Yes, which I still want to fucking watch and see how that transfer is.
Yeah.
And I want to see if the mono soundtrack is fucked up. Oh, did you check it out?
I did. I loved it.
Did you happen to pop on the mono soundtrack and see if there was any issues with it?
No, I have no reason to do that.
Oh.
I considered it, but fuck mono.
Yeah, fuck it.
And then past that, you know, I got a couple books. I got Phase 2 of the Marvel Universe. Really excited about that.
What
all those fucking movies.
Phase
that's
two,
awesome.
By the way.
What was in Phase 2?
Yes, what's in Phase 2? Or what was in the set that you got, yes.
It started with Captain America Winter Soldier and goes clear up until... I want to say Ant-Man.
Ah, now, are they all packaged in their individual cases or no?
They're individually packaged, but it comes in, you know, this one comes in, the first one came in a suitcase, it had a Tesseract and all this one. This one comes in a different case. I can't remember right now what it's called off the top of my head. I'm sorry. But it comes with all kinds of special things that you only get with getting the Marvel phases. So,
Any bonus features exclusive to those? Or is it just the regular discs?
There is a bonus disc with that, along with all kinds of different little trinkets and stuff like that.
Yes, and you do like that type of stuff, correct?
I love that kind of stuff. And in fact, the last gift I got was actually a replica hatchet from the original Hatchet film.
Really?
And I actually have a card of authenticity signed to me by Adam Green.
And who got you that, sir?
My girlfriend got me that.
Really?
Yeah. They only made 100 of them, and yeah, I have one of them.
Did she contact Adam Green, like, specifically for that, or what?
Yeah, as it turns out, she had to do that.
Now how the hell did she do that? She doesn't know who he is.
I also have, I had my extremely rare festival poster, which is still being cleaned, asshole.
Okay, yeah.
And I now have the hatchet, so...
But now, see, here's the thing. But how did she know to contact, like, Adam Green? She doesn't know who Adam Green is.
Well, when she bought it, I guess there was something around that you could contact or email them back around getting that card. So
you got the card.
Or around the option of having that.
Mm. Aw, that's sweet. Did you cry when you opened it, too?
Almost. I almost did. I definitely teared up when I opened that.
Would you say that was the best gift that she's ever gotten you?
It's right up there, man. It's hard to say, but that one's right up there.
Did you have eggnog after the festivities of exchanging the gifts?
No. No, we got dressed and went to work.
Oh. Fun. did she enjoy what you got her for the Christmas holidays? Yes.
Yeah. She seemed to really enjoy all the different shit. Don't ask me what it was.
It's a blur.
A multitude of things.
Yes.
Yeah, it's kind of a blur. But the biggest thing is that I got a record player for her. So
all right. So did you? Okay. So did you get her more stuff, or did she get you more stuff?
I got her more.
Of course you did. You know why? Because you're just that generous. And of course, she just, woof, right on the generosity train of you. Yeah. I mean, that's good though. Very happy, very good.
Well, Mike, I have to ask.
Yes, sir.
Did you complete your homework?
I certainly did not, sir.
Okay. So your homework is being delayed until the next show.
It's being delayed until I decide to go into the tote and get the discount. It might have been today, but it just
How
didn't
far
happen.
Buried is it? It's a brand new purchase.
Sir,
the Revenant.
Sir, let's put it this way. I have it in a tub. I think it's like right next to Sausage Party 4K. But on top of that tub is a whole bunch of other stuff that I just don't feel like moving right now.
Yeah. Okay. Well, with that disappointment, we're going to take our break and be right back after this.
We'll be back and hopefully no cave crickets.
Oh,
sounds like somebody's got to take a shit. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, there we go.
Is this a VHF podcast, guys? Did I really get through to the Michael J? Mr. Mittens, you hear that? I got Michael J on the line. Oh, my God. I'm just so happy.
Earl, calm, calm, calm. Breathe. That's it.
Oh, God. That's just
nice. It's good. It's good. We're all grown. So while we have you on the phone here,
Michael,
what's your favorite movie of 2016, Earl?
I wasn't expecting this. I never thought I'd get through. I thought I'd just get the voicemail.
John's in the house taking a piss, so I figured I would check the, you know, answer your call. So
okay. All right. I'm sorry. I can't. Okay. Relax. I'm all right.
It's fine. It's fine.
All right. Okay. So, fine.
Yes, your favorite.
You're asking?
Yes, your favorite movie. Okay. Of
it was Zootopia. You know, the cartoon with the little fox and the bunny rabbit. Oh, man, it was so damn funny and good. I loved it. Me and Mr. Mittens, we sat back and we watched that all the time.
Okay. Hold on. Can I ask you a question now?
Yeah, go ahead, Michael. I feel like we're best friends now. We've been through so much.
Oh, we're best friends. We've been through so much. Did you ever ride?
I listen to you guys all the time. I was so goddamn scared for you, Mike, when you guys were lost, and then that last episode when that Krampus and Zozo oh my God, it was so goddamn scary. I peeled my pants a little.
Honestly, after listening to you and trying to talk to you for a minute, I wish that Krampus would have eaten you, and then maybe you would have gotten stuck and lost in the woods. Did you ever ride the short bus by chance? Because I'm going to tell you sound like you got problems. I mean, Mr. Mittens, what the fuck is that? Is that a cat or do I wear it?
Mr. Mittens is my kitty. We've been together for 8 years.
Does your kitty have a big bush or what?
Well, Mike, why are you being so mean? We're friends. I love you guys.
I'm gonna hang up now.
But Mike, no,
I can't do this.
Mike, no, Mike. Listen, I know that I can be a little clumsy.
Press play video. Oh, wait, no, we're not press play video. That's right, we're under construction. God damn it.
Yeah, I just come to... I can't do it. Michael J., why are you so mean to me? It's not like you. You're just a nice, sweet one, Michael.
You don't take a fucking hint, do you?
Michael, where? Oh, my. Oh.
You sound like a fucking Muppet, for Christ's sake. VHS Life Skype line.
Yeah, nice line, jackass. Hey, did you happen to realize that there's no toilet paper in the shitter?
What?
Your bathroom. I'm up here taking a shit.
Did I tell
you? And you won't answer my fucking text messages.
Yeah, because
so I decided to call this line.
Yeah, because your fucking friend Earl had me on the fucking phone. Short Bus Earl. That's what we're gonna call him from now on. He's a special boy.
Whatever, man. You're the one that listens to that voicemail bullshit. Just bring me up a fresh roll of toilet paper before I use your fucking towel.
Use the towel, please.
All right.
Use the towel. All right. Please, I'll put it on my mother's face to wake her up in the morning.
All right. Put her to sleep. I'll be down in about 2 minutes and we'll close this thing out.
Please come down, please.
Right. We'll do the top five, blah, blah, blah.
Did the top five.
What?
We did the top five. You were talking about something and then all of a sudden you ran out of here because you had, like, diarrhea.
You ready to do this?
I'm always ready to do it.
Bring it back, bitch.
Okay. All right, and we're back, and it's damp, dark, and kind of cold.
But it is 2017.
It's still too cold down here.
Yeah.
I can see my breath.
At least we're not in the woods.
Yeah, I know, but this kind of reminds me of the house.
Don't bring that up.
You know,
just that was fucking creepy, man. No, we're not talking about that.
Just going to the light.
We've put all that behind us.
We did.
Doppelgangers are now dead.
Thank God.
All right, well, it's all behind us. I've thrown out the steroids from Russia that aren't steroids. It's done. Gone. We're moving on. This is a new year. This is operation a new beginning has been for completed. Us.
Yes.
Before we can totally do that, before we totally move on into the new beginning,
right.
Let's close out 2016, Mike.
Yes. Oh, by the way, did you get your Blair Witch Blu-ray yet?
I have not.
Yes. It looks interesting. I didn't check it out yet, but it's here.
Well, I think I'm going to actually order those steelbooks, even though they're locked, just to have the steelbook.
So does this mean that since you're going to do that, you're going to need an unlocked copy, I believe, for yourself?
Well, I already have the Blair Witch Project on Blu-ray, so I'll just swap discs. But Blair Witch, I will gladly support and buy another copy of that. So, shut up.
Not that I wouldn't, because there are certain things. I mean, nah, I got to give it to you because I've bought Halloween a multitude of times over the years. So, I can't talk.
So, with us closing out 2016, we decided we would do a top five. Of 2016. Now, I know there's a lot of shows out there that do a top 10, a top 20, a top suck my nuts. You know, where they do all the films and they rank them how they think they were. And then they do a list of worst. We're not doing that. We're just doing top five. What we think were the five best films we seen from last year. Period, the end. Nice and fucking simple. Mm-hmm. So, all right. Without further ado, we're going to dive right into this fucking thing. It's going down, and we're going to the list. Now, Mike, I know you're unprepared, like fucking always.
Obviously, yes.
So how about I start with my list?
You should, yes.
Okay, so number five.
You've seen more movies than I have, on the I'm list. Sure, so yes.
Well, number five just barely made it on the list, yes. And... I'll let people know of the conversation that you and I had. The only reason this film is actually on the list is because one of my films had to be removed because it was technically released 2 days before 2016.
Nice.
So I had to do a little bit of jostling and find a number five. So number five for me of 2016 is Deadpool because it has a lot of rewatch value. So, it's fucking funny as shit.
Hold on a second. So Deadpool was not going to be on your list. Wow.
It was not going to be on my list.
Wow. And the way you fucking talk that up like a motherfucker, how could that not
it's
be
funny,
on your
man.
List?
It's funny, man. It is fucking funny as hell.
Well, then
and
it
has great rewatchability. Ryan Reynolds nailed it in that. So yeah, number five, Deadpool.
Never saw it.
Michael J. What's your number five?
Shit, I don't know. I'm trying to think of movies that I've even seen this year.
Prepared as always.
Obviously.
It's not like we'd been talking about doing this.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know what? I'm just going to, because I don't care. Lights Out, I like. That's on there.
So number, okay, Lights Out for Michael.
Yes.
Okay, that's understandable. You really did enjoy that film.
It's enjoyable. Okay. Highly much, yeah.
Number four for me is Green Room.
What a fucking pile of shit.
See, I think Green Room is a very intelligent film.
I think it's a pile of shit.
Immensely tense and
my nuts and
just a great film.
You're fucking nuts. That is well, a fucking stupid bowl of stupid bowl of shit.
Wow me with your.
We're gonna go in the green room. We're gonna go in the green room. What the fuck?
Come on, the scenes with the dog, man.
Oh, fuck that.
Okay. What's yours? Come on.
Sully.
I've actually wanted to see that. I have not watched
it
yet. It's
a very good film. Highly enjoyable. And in the 4K version, Tom Hanks looks like he's alive. I mean, like, literally, like.
Are you saying they're, like, fucking Weekend and Bernie, the movie? Where they're just,
no,
like, working and
it's like
a fucking
it's just weird, because it's like you're, like, there's scenes where he's, like, walking or, like, jogging out in the cold, and you can see his breath, and it almost feels like it's coming off the TV screen.
I'm sorry, I can't stop picturing Clint Eastwood back there like, no, you gotta move him more like he's alive.
Well, no, that's Clint Eastwood himself. He's in his 80s now, too, that old fucker. I enjoy him, but he's old.
Yeah, he's a good filmmaker, though.
No, I
didn't he make Sully?
He did. And I'll tell you this.
That's
right. I mean, Eastwood movies are usually 2 hours plus for the majority of his films just over the years.
Right.
That's just how they run. Sully is perhaps the shortest of his film ventures.
Oh, 145?
No, it is 135.50.
Wow. Okay.
So, I mean, it's not like... See, the thing is, it's like he trimmed the fat because the movie itself does not drag one bit. It's just like a constant motion. And I don't think there's ever a point where, you know, you're like wondering, like, why is this here? This doesn't need to be here. Because it's all, you
okay.
know, it's lean. It's ready to go.
Very nice to know. Okay.
And plus, I like listening to the descriptive audio. Have you ever listened to that on a disc before? They have the descriptive audio track, you know, for the blind people.
No, actually.
Okay. Well, you need to do that because I did that on Sully for a second just to hear it. And how it opens the movie is the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. It's like, you know, because they have to read. If there's credits on the screen, they have to read the credits on the screen. Then it goes into, like, the action that's on the screen, right?
Is it like, two different voices?
No. It's the same voice. But usually it's somebody okay. with an accent, you know, like a British accent. Or it's somebody with, like, this really deep, dynamic voice. But the thing with Sully was really good. It's like, Warner Brothers Pictures presents, a white-haired pilot sits in the cockpit of the plane. And I just thought that was hilarious, because Tom Hanks is a white-haired pilot, and he's sitting in the cockpit of the plane. Yeah, it's just like, Warner Brothers Pictures presents, a white-haired pilot sits in the cockpit of the plane. And then it's like,
very nice.
And then you hear it, like, it's like, the oxygen masks come down. The plane descends. The plane hits the water. And I'm just like, I'm sitting there and I'm like laughing at these fuckers, because I'm like, this is the most ridiculous thing. If I was blind, I would not be able to do that. Because it's like
you wouldn't be watching movies, huh?
No, I don't think so. I really don't think so. Because it's just weird. I mean, maybe.
I think what they should do instead of the descriptive audio, what they should do is more like a radio drama.
Yeah.
I think they should just turn it into a radio drama where you can click down the radio drama. You know, where it'd be Warner Brothers presents Sully.
Yeah, and then just go. Oh, I'm
too
that.
Old for this shit. Yeah. A white-haired pilot sat behind the cockpit steering wheel. Blah blah blah. You know, just do it that fucking way. Which by the way, my first record that I bought for our record player.
Oh, what did you buy?
It's a radio drama
mm-hmm.
where Tony Todd does the voice of Dracula.
Really?
Yeah.
Now I'm gonna
I'm super excited. It's on pre-order right now.
Oh, so it's not? Is it out currently or no?
No. Well, they're doing three different versions.
Is one of the versions for hearing impaired people? I mean, or for vision impaired people?
Possibly. I think they are all good for that.
I was gonna say, because Tony Todd would be like, "Listen to me, blind people. Listen to me, I am Dracula. Listen to me, I will suck your blood. Listen to me, I wear a black cape. Listen to me, I change into a bat."
I was thinking about it, and I was just like, he's got this amazing voice, but I just couldn't picture it. And it had an audio sample, and I played it. And he's just got his deep, booming voice talking about all the life in the streets of London and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just sitting there like, sold. It was fucking awesome.
Was he like, is it expensive?
No, it's only like, I think it's
$29.99.
That's not bad. That's not bad at all. No, and it's a limited printing, too. So.
What was he like? Was he like, along the streets of London? Are people walking the streets, whores and streetwalkers alike?
And I want them like to... he didn't attempt an accent, and it's just
and he didn't do
straightforward.
Like, he didn't do
and no. He's just talking about all the life. And... alike,
I want them to be my victim.
No.
That's from Candyman, in case you didn't realize it.
Yeah.
Be my victim.
Be my victim.
You're a fucking fucker. How do you do that? You're not black.
Okay.
Yes.
Number three on my list should come as no surprise to absolutely anyone. It is my pick for best horror film of 2016, mm-hmm. Blair Witch. I thought it was a very entertaining take on the Blair Witch story. I thought it was... frightening, honestly. It affected me. I think the evolution of the story and kind of the third act funhouse atmosphere going on, you cannot go wrong with it.
Kind of like
the fucking love the Blair Witch. Well, kinda.
Yeah.
But yeah, number three, Blair Witch, can't go wrong with it. Fucking loved it.
Okay, number three for
and,
me.
And since Mike, you're not really prepared.
Actually, I have a number three.
Oh, okay, go for it.
Number three is
The Fundamentals of Caring.
No, actually, that's shit, I didn't even think of that one, but yeah, that could have been on there. What the fuck was the name of that other movie? Oh, Cafe Society. Yeah, I like that for number three. Yeah. It's Woody Allen's classic film. I enjoy it.
No, you never seen it.
It's good. You should watch it with a girlfriend. She'll like it too.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Up next on her watch list is The Good Guys, which I'm actually looking forward to watching that one.
Yeah, my mother actually watched that the other day with the neighbor, and they were laughing their asses off at it.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that one. We just watched Central Intelligence. I thought that one was quite good.
Saw that you did watch. Did you watch the theatrical or the unrated extended version?
Unrated.
As you should. Good boy.
Yeah.
Did okay, you find Kevin Hart quite funny? How about The Rock?
I thought The Rock was surprisingly good in his comedic role. Kevin Hart did an excellent job playing the straight man in it. It was really good. So
was there ever a point when, like, you know, Dwayne Johnson goes up to Kevin Hart and says, "Hey, you, do you smell what The Rock is cooking?"
No,
he didn't do that. He didn't say, "Smell what The Rock is cooking. I'm going to throw you out that window over there." No.
No.
Nothing.
But we're going to keep this moving, Michael.
Yeah, we have
we're going to keep this moving.
That's right. That's right. Trucking along.
Number two for me should also come as my top three should be no surprise to anyone. Number two, Captain America Civil War.
Oh, fuck you.
Hey, no reason to throw shit. This movie.
I wanted that bottle to hit you, fuckface.
Yeah, but you have horrible aim.
Yes.
You'd think you'd have fucking awesome strength in those arms after walking around with the canes all the time. But...
No, they're crippled arms. Good.
Yeah. But I absolutely love the evolution of the story, how it combines so much of the Marvel Universe. And it's a great movie. Can't go wrong with it.
It is an evolution of the story, my asshole. Ugh. Is it my turn now? All right.
It's your turn.
Number two is Don't Breathe.
Ooh, Don't Breathe.
I loved this film. I thought it was very enjoyable. The turkey baster semen scene.
Oh, really? Man.
Oh, yeah. You know what? It made me want to fill a turkey baster with my ejaculate and shoot it all over somebody.
See, that was one of the only things I would cut.
Whoa. No, because then he makes it, and he's like, "Taste this." And he's like, "Whoa."
Yeah.
Yeah. That was amazing. The best shot in the whole film. Whoa. Yeah. He got a mouthful.
Yeah. Okay.
John is clearly disgusted by my recent display.
Yeah, like I said, that's one of the things I would have caught, but you know, I can't fault it. It was a good film. It was a good film. But Mike, I want to ask.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do we want to do number one and then honorable mentions, or do we want to do honorable mentions and then move on to our number one?
Do honorable mentions first, I guess. Keep everyone in suspense. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So, honorable mention for me would be The Witch. I thought it was I thought it was very. I thought it was very entertaining. I really liked the filmmaking style of it.
I thought it was some annoying. The director should be shot.
Some really creepy imagery in it.
There we go with the really creepy imagery.
And I have one more.
Blind people can't see mentions. The fucking creepy imagery.
Okay, my other bowl. You got me all flustered. My other honorable mention.
Yeah.
Is not even a movie though.
Oh,
it's Christ. Stranger yeah. Things.
Oh God.
Because it's fucking amazing.
Yeah. I'm still only 4 episodes in. I gotta watch 5, 6, 7, and 8.
You haven't finished it?
No, I've been trying to, but there's like so much other shit that I would like to try and watch. I just haven't gotten around to it yet.
No, watch it. Stop with your movies and watch Stranger Things.
My mother got thrown in 2 days. It is by far the best.
So did I.
Hmm.
It is by far the best thing put on TV in years.
It's not on TV. It's on Netflix. You can watch it on your TV. Okay. But, you know.
It is the best serialized thing meant for hour-long entertainment intervals released on television platforms that I have seen in years.
Well, now, see, that's a good way to put it.
I almost cried, and it's, oh my gosh, so good. So good. You need to watch it. Like, once we're done here, we're going upstairs and we're watching.
Stuff. 11! 11!
She loves Eggos, man.
She loves Eggos?
Yeah, Eggos.
Oh, egg yolks.
Okay, honorable
egg
mention, Mike. Spit it out.
Did you say what egg is yolks your honor? Or egg yolks?
Eggos.
Oh, I'll Lego her egg.
Lego my Eggo?
I'll Lego her egg.
Dude, she's like 12. That's fucking sick.
Well, no, when she becomes of age, then I'll Lego her Eggo.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Honorable mentions for me. I would have to go with The Fundamentals of Caring. Starring Paul Rudd, Selena Gomez, and some other fucker in a wheelchair.
it was decent.
Whether
it,
or not
it
he was
a nice little
whether or not he was really in a wheelchair, I do not know. Highly emotional, cried my eyes out several times. Really made me want to meet Paul Rudd more so as a person. Just because I really enjoy him. One of these days,
you mean Ant-Man?
Well, he's Paul Rudd. Tommy Doyle. That's what he is. Fuck Ant-Man. Let's see. What else is there that I liked that I saw? I don't know, because there really wasn't anything else that I have except for my number one that I think will shock and awe you.
Okay. Well, I will freely admit right now before we move on, Full Eight would have been on my list, but it was released, you know, 2 days before New Year's.
Because he's a moron.
I knew that the roadshow started on Christmas. However, I thought the actual nationwide release was after New Year's. And the film that you started off the homework with, Mike, if that would have been released in 2016,
obviously
would have been on my list.
I figured that much, yeah.
Yeah, Darling. Amazing film. Yes. Good job, Mike.
Darling. That was also very good. Yes, Darling.
Are we done cock teasing? Are we ready to get to number one?
Yeah, fuck it. Bring on number one, bitch.
All right. Number one should be no surprise because I've raved about it all fucking year. The Revenant.
The Revenant?
Yes, it was released in January.
Oh, was it? Yeah, but it was shot in 2015.
Doesn't matter. It was released in January this year.
But it was shot.
Or last year.
Yeah, but it was
shot.
Doesn't
fucking matter.
In 2015. Henceforth, it is a 2015 movie.
No,
so
it's not.
You're copping out.
It's 2016.
2015. Look at the credits. We go by release. Does it say 2015 in the credits? No, it does not. It's 2015.
Regardless. Okay. Anyway, the performances in this are top notch. Tom Hardy was fucking robbed of supporting. I will gladly say it. The cinematography in this is top notch. And this is literally why people should go to the theaters to experience
never
art.
Going to the
yeah,
movies
I'm
again.
Saying it.
Never going to the
art
movies again.
Like this. That movie is so fucking good.
Never going to the
so
movies.
So good.
Again. Nope.
That. Oh my god. I cannot explain how fucking good this film is.
Does he have sex with the bear? Is that the problem here?
No, nothing like that. It's just an amazing story of survival in the wilderness.
I thought the bear had sex.
No. You're just trying to take away from the greatest film released in decades.
See, you're not confident enough to call it the greatest film ever made, so.
Well, that's because it's not the Evil Dead.
Well, yeah. Not many things can be or should be, considering the shit pile that was.
I mean, it could be Halloween 6, but, you know, it's not on Rotten Tomatoes' worst films list.
I disagree with your statement. It's not there. yeah. But my number one.
Your opinion will change when you watch it.
I doubt it.
At homework.
We'll see.
It's so good.
We'll see.
You know what? Mm-hmm. You know what? You can watch it on my 65-inch curved 4K TV.
Yeah, but you don't have a 4K player.
Just unplug yours and bring it on over, buddy.
I don't know if I trust that. I think your
I will provide
the
popcorn.
Or the dog.
I will provide all the popcorn that you can eat.
Yeah.
And we will turn off the lights. We will close the blinds. And we will turn down the heat so we're a little bit more immersive in the wintry cold revenant.
Can we cuddle?
No. But we can watch an awesome movie. And what's your shit pile of number one?
My shit pile of number one is something that I'm sure John Rhodes would never expect. And I did think about this long and hard for about 5 minutes or less. But still long and hard. And my number one, the best movie that I think I saw this year, was a little movie that could. A lot of people didn't think that this movie was going to do anything. Including me, myself.
No.
And then it was unleashed upon the world. And it turned me into a believer. And that movie is Blair Witch.
No. Blair Witch is your number one of last year.
Blair Witch is my number one of last year. Because it made me do a complete and total 360 in terms of how I felt about the franchise. So that, in and of itself, makes it a monumental achievement in filmmaking for me. A cat scratch, a whiplash, a witch hunt in black, sandpaper. Sandpaper tears in my skin, grinding the state of me. Millstone, my heart is straight, grabbing the soul that bleeds within. Abrasive wounds that never heal. Bleeding emotions are hard to feel. Evasive cells are tubeless, darling. Mulling your primals, disavow. Something happens when the dark meets the light. Something happens when you start up the fight. Something happens when VHS Life Skype.
Ha.
You fucking don't take it in.
I just wanted to say I'm sorry.
What the fuck are you sorry for?
I'm sorry. I did something wrong to upset you, Michael. And I just...
Do you know what you did that was... Yeah, do you know what you did that upset me so much? Honestly, you were fucking born.